This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello there, all you. Thank you for joining us for the second hour of the Common Sense Show here today. Hope you're enjoying your weekend as we recognize 9/11 and remember so many people, 3,000 people killed, over 400 police officers killed on 9/11 just 15 years ago today. We talked about that at length in the first hour of our show. We all watch the ads on TV. Most of us aren't real crazy about the ads. Super Bowl time is kind of enjoyable to watch the funny ads or what they think are the best ads, all the money being spent. But, you know, an advertising is an intrusion. It's an unwanted interloper in our lives, but it's still something that drives so much of the advertising in this country today. A new book out called Ad Men, Mad Men, and the Real World of Advertising. It's by Dave Marin Osseo, who is an advertising executive, and really a funny book. I really enjoyed it. Got Dave on the phone with me right now. Hey, Dave, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
You've had a lot of experience. How long have you been in the advertising business?
A really long time. I started in Chicago at J. Walter Thompson in 1977, and at the time, Thompson was the largest advertising agency on the planet.
Yeah, very much so, and it's just been a kind of the icon that wasn't Mad Men kind of used as an example of what goes on in the advertising agency at Thompson and others. We've seen the Mad Men portrayal. How realistic was the portrayal of advertising executives in the Mad Men series?
First of all, people in advertising loved Mad Men because it made us look like heroes and made us look smart, and they did a pretty darn good job, I would say. It's very funny, but one of the very first things I noticed when I saw the TV show was they had the typewriters on the desks of the secretaries was the same typewriters that were on the desk. They were the Selectrics, the IBM Selectric typewriters. Those were the same ones we used at Thompson when I started in 77. So they right down to that kind of detail, they got everything right. And one of the things that they really got right was they showed how you have to sell. If you're in advertising, your job isn't to create a commercial that goes out there to the general public first. First, you have to have a relationship with your client, and you have to sell the commercial to your client. Because if your client doesn't buy that commercial, then the public never sees it. The public only sees the one commercial that the client bought, not the 10 or 15 that the agency created.
Well, which brings up the question then in selecting what is run. There's a lot of clutter out there, and every now and then something catches your eye. But, you know, I was in public life for many years. I probably in my political career spent $8 or $10 million on TV commercials, and I'm a little bit of a skeptic, and I kind of don't give them the time of day in most instances. But every now and then something catches your eye. I was watching last night a commercial for the Dove ice cream, and I'm not an ice cream eater, but Dove had a very catchy commercial of a young, very young girl, and then traced through her whole life in 30 seconds. I don't know if you've seen that commercial or not.
Yes, I have.
It really caught my eyes. That's a great commercial. I even backed it up and said, told my wife to come and look at it. And I haven't done that with any commercial in years. But how do you look at a creative event? What sparks your interest? What separates the really good commercials from just the average commercial that very few people watch? Is there a catalyst that you have to work on, or is it just hard work of trying this and trying that to an advertiser, what makes a commercial work?
Well, what really makes a commercial work are two things. And this is something that your listeners can actually judge for themselves. There's really, when you start to develop commercials, you really want two things in the commercial. A, you want the commercial to be relevant to the product, like that Dove commercial, which is relevant because every time she eats that Dove bar, it's a great experience for her. But the second thing is it needs to be unexpected, and those two things are the things that make a really terrific commercial, and the ones that tend to score high on in the Super Bowl tend to be they're relevant. But they're unexpected. So you, in the Dove example that you used, the idea of having that one woman go through her entire life, and by the way, she wears virtually the same dress through the entire commercial as well.
That's
so
right.
So that commercial is very relevant to, you know, to say you can have a lifelong, this is such a great product that you can have a lifelong relationship with this great tasting product, which makes it relevant. But telling the way they tell that story through the different episodes and using the same dress is a really unexpected way to tell that story, and that's what tends to make a great spot. And if you think about the commercials that you've really liked in your life, most of the times you're going to find those two, they're relevant to the product, but they do it in an unexpected way. It's not just some guy telling you to buy some furniture and standing in front of a furniture store.
Well, does appealing to emotions really work? Now, there's been some wonderful commercials of appealing to emotions. Come to mind, the Budweiser commercial when the Army, the men and women in the armed service from Afghanistan, Iraq, coming back into the airport, and the whole airport starts clapping. And I think it just comes on and says Budweiser. Does something that really is not connected to the commercial, but something that brings out a lot of emotion, do things like that work in selling products?
Emotion is important in selling certain types of products. You can interject emotion into almost any kind. But I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but there's only two influencers of purchase decision, really. Rational and emotional, okay? And products tend to kind of sort themselves out. If I'm going to sell you a refrigerator, you're going to buy that refrigerator based on how much cooling capacity. Does it have a freezer? Does it have an ice maker? How big is it? Does it fit the space in my house? Well, very rational. If I'm going to sell you perfume, there's not a lot I can tell you about that perfume. You're not that interested what it's made out of, what the process of it being made is, or the quality of it. You care more about how that perfume makes you feel. So therefore, we show a lot of lifestyle and a lot of emotional stuff. So those are the two types of products that fall into those camps. Now beer, it tends to be pretty much an emotional sell. So anything that you can do to have people make an emotional connection with your beer, and you can say that Budweiser is really the great American beer. It's the number one selling beer in America. So the idea that they would it is relevant for them to say, you know, when people come home to America, one of the things that makes America home for a lot of people is Budweiser beer. So it does play on emotion, as it should, in that product category, but it's also really important to make sure that it's relevant in some way to make sense. And I think that they did that nicely in that commercial by making Budweiser a part of, you know, Apple. What was the old one? It was a hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Well, you could almost say the same thing for Budweiser. So it is relevant in that way.
And they've done so with their Clydesdales and the Christmas. You see the same Christmas advertising year after year, but same thing. But it must work because they. And I like it. You know, you're coming home for Christmas with the sleigh, and so they've obviously tied the emotion to something that's not very emotional, as you pointed out. So now humor in commercials. Does humor work better than emotion, or how do you look at humor? Bringing something funny into the commercial, can be a turn on and a turn off, or how do you approach humor?
Exactly right, Jim. It can be a turn on and it can be a turn off. One of my clients is the United States Coast Guard. Okay, and what we try to do is attract young people to consider the Coast Guard as a way forward in their life.
Dave, I don't want to interrupt you. We've got to take a break. I don't want to come back and continue the discussion. I want to tell our listeners we're in an interesting discussion with Dave Marinaccio, his new book, Ad Men, Mad Men, and the Real World of Advertising. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com and all of our radio websites throughout the radio network. We're going to take a little pause, come back and talk about things that work in advertising, have some fun with you. Again, www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Way of life, it pays for all the shows we see on TV and so much of what we do. We're talking about some of the interesting things of putting the advertising together. A new book out called Admin, Mad Men, and the Real World of Advertising. A lot of essential lessons for business and life, a lot of fun in there, too. Dave Marinaccio is the author, and he's our guest here right now. Dave, I had to cut you off for our break, but we were talking about how you handle humor in commercials. Sometimes, I don't know, by the way, have you seen this the commercial for the mattress company was trying to say they're having a September 11th the mattress sale?
Oh, my goodness.
That's so awful.
I can't even tell you how bad that is. I mean, that's the absolute opposite of what you want to do.
Good. I mean, if you haven't seen it, folks, I guess just go to YouTube and put the mattress commercial 9/11. I don't know who did it, but the company shut down. They said they've had death threats and they've shut down. Oh, it's the most tasteless commercial I've ever seen about the event today being 9/11. But any event, they've tried to bring a little humor into it. So that just shows how humor can blow up in your face. And
You know who's doing it really good, Jim? Or they're doing a great job of it right now. Is DirecTV. They have a series of commercials out called Peyton on Sunday Morning, where they get Lionel Richie to play the piano, and the whole concept is, now that Peyton Manning is not playing football anymore, what's he doing on Sunday morning? And he's doing things like, you know, grocery shopping with coupons, or he's calling up Eli to come over and watch TV, but Eli can't come over to watch TV because he's got to play with the Giants.
He's got to play. He said, "But I'm making nachos." He said, that's wonderful. Peyton Manning is our hometown boy down here in New Orleans, Louisiana, and we know his family well, and he's a real Louisiana icon. But I've seen that commercial 30 times, and every time it comes on, I stop and watch it again.
And he does a wonderful job in it too. He underplays it just enough to really draw you in and let the humor work. And I think it's one of the really good examples of using humor in advertising that's out there right now.
I guess it depends on the product, obviously, but to get a sense of what you're going to do, I come in and say, look, I've got a big account and my product's not selling very well, and I know I've got to spend a lot of money for advertising, but I've got a great product make me a commercial and make me a lot of money and boom, there you go. Is it a question of sitting down with the client and talking at length about what they're trying to accomplish, I would assume, and a little bit about their company, and then you decide to come up with several different concepts, or how do you approach a new client like that?
Well, to a certain extent, and if you think about this, this makes perfect sense. To a certain extent, clients get the advertising they deserve because ultimately they're the ones that buy the ads. We're going to give them a lot of different solutions. Some of them may be funny. Some of them we may really believe in. But if the client doesn't want to do that, then it doesn't matter. They're gonna dictate to you how the message goes out there. I had a client, a cigar client, a while back, and we came up with an idea for him that he should advertise on wrestling. We came up with a nice little jingle for him, and we said you should go on pro wrestling because that matches your demographic perfectly. And he said, I don't want to be on wrestling. I want to be on the World Series. Now, that decision didn't have anything to do with who his target market is and who would be the best sales. That decision had to do with the prestige of the World Series and him thinking about his product as, you know, this is a prestigious product and belongs on the World Series, even though these were cigars that had, a sales point of about a nickel. So we ended up, as the advertising agency, we ended up buying time on the World Series rather than the wrestling. As it turned out, after one of the teams won the World Series, the baseball fans ran out in the street and burned cars and rioted, and I can't imagine wrestling fans ever acting that poorly. So, it just goes to show you that, there's human beings involved, Jim, and when there's human beings involved, sometimes the decisions are not made on the best basis.
Well, so you come up with the concept to take my product and get it out to the public. Then now it's a question of putting it together. I mean, there's a real art. Not only is the written copy have to be good, but there's a real art in putting the commercial together, how it looks. Because, like I say, while I'm watching that commercial coming on, I'm kind of thumbing through my paper, I'm drinking my coffee, I might be looking over at the internet, and it's got to be catchy to catch your eye, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. In fact, to make sure that happens, I've worked with guys that are Academy Award winning cinematographers. I worked with James Mangold, who won an Oscar for Walk the Line as a director for one of my commercials. I mean, we make that little 30 seconds has got to be just about perfect. So you often hire the best people on the, not just the best commercial maker. Sometimes you'll hire the best director on the planet. So the craftsmanship that goes into it, and that's really what you're talking about right now. The idea in the copy and what the ad says, that is the idea portion of it, the concept portion of it. But after the concept portion of it, there's an execution or a craftsman portion of it, and you can have a great idea, but if you have a poor execution, poor craftsmanship, then that commercial's not going to work.
Well, it's a fascinating area and something that maybe the other average person, well, I say we're all involved in it, whether we're an advertiser ourselves in selling our product or whether a consumer, and we have choices to make to turn it off or turn it on. And so it's a real challenge to somebody like you in your industry to do what you do there. The book is called Ad Men, Mad Men, and the Real World of Advertising, Essential Lessons for Business and Life. You can find it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Dave, thanks for being on our show today. You point an interesting picture. You've got a fascinating concept and business you work in, and to most of us, I think it's something we don't fully understand, but we wish you well. Hope you'll come back and be on our show again.
Well, that would be great, Jim. Thanks.
Okay, have a nice weekend. Take care. So, yeah, the world of advertising is a real challenge for so many people. I mentioned I was in public life down here in my home state of Louisiana for 28 years and spent, unfortunately, millions of dollars. All this money is raised by all these politicians. Did you see where last month alone Hillary Clinton raised $155 million in 1 month alone? And so you see where, and a lot of that money goes into making commercials and selling your message on television. I did that for many, many years. Some worked and some worked very, very well. Others didn't work quite as well. It's kind of a give and take, and you need good advertising people to help you. So I really was glad that Dave Marinaccio was able to join us here today. Hey, got a lot more to do. Look, it's first week of the NFL. We're kicking off football season. We've got the Saints down where we live. I follow the New York Giants. I follow the Patriots. Everybody's playing today, I think. And so so part of football is what you eat, whether you have the nachos like Peyton Manning is talking about or other something. So we're going to come back and talk about the Hungry Fans Game Day Cookbook on our website with the author. What should you play for those tailgating parties? Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown. Big football weekend kickoff. There have been some games over the last week, but really the big day started yesterday. NFL today, college football yesterday. My LSU Tigers redeemed themselves a little bit after a horrible beginning last week. But we've got pro football kicking off today with games all over the country. And part of the football celebration would be, the fans tailgating, you may be tailgating at home, if you will. But I've got a good friend of mine who is on Genesis Communications Network, Michael King, and he goes out and cooks every Sunday at great length. Got his own cooking show he's starting. He's having so much success. So we all like to cook. And there's a new book out called The Hungry Fans Game Day Cookbook. It's got recipes by famous athletes like Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Andre Agassi, the tennis player, and it brings together a lot of what you might want to cook, whether you're tailgating out at a football venue or whether you're doing it right here at home. And so we're going to talk with the author. Dana Falk is the author. She's a specialist in cooking herself. She's got a lot of her own recipes in here, and the new book is on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Dana, glad you joined us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, let's talk about tailgating. It's kind of unique where you talk about the whole experience in your book. You talk about what you call fangating. That's a title I haven't heard before. How do you define fangating?
So you actually actually sort of just covered it when you were, that great intro there. You know, tailgating, when you say tailgating, that's specific to the parking lot. When you're at home, that's called home gating. People will also do the same thing, which is eating, drinking, hanging with friends, and watching sports in a lot of other places, like sports bars, even at the stadium, in parks, campgrounds, plazas. People are all over the place watching sports and hanging with friends, eating and drinking. And so I use the word fangating as a location-neutral term to basically cover all of these places in one net, or, like, you know, cast them all, cast my net wide and catch them all, because it's very hard to say home gating and tailgating and then figure out what you're referring to when people are in other places as well.
Well, what are the most popular tailgating or fangating foods? Are they chips and dips? Are they chicken wings or tacos? What do you find in your that get a lot of interest in your recipes that you put together? But what do you think the fans' favorites would be right now? List me seven or eight of them.
I think the answer really depends on where you are, which is actually one of my favorite things about game days. As you travel around the country, you're going to hit a whole bunch of different food cultures, and that really dictates what people are cooking up. So, you know, if you're at a Chargers game, which they open next weekend, but if you're at a Chargers game, you might find, you know, tacos or burritos or carne asada or whatever. If you're, up in Packer country, you guys, you know, might be like cheese curds, poutine, stuff like that. I mean, you'll find burgers, you'll find hot dogs, you'll find sausages, you'll find chips and dip, like people just go buy store-bought salsa, store-bought tortilla chips. But I think that people really are getting into sort of specializing and creating food that's distinct and unique for their particular food cultures, which I love and which I celebrate in this cookbook.
Yeah, we do down our way, down where I live. Of course, some of the great college, the SEC is the, you know, the epitome of top college football, with Alabama being the number one in the country, and our LSU Tigers fill 110,000 people in the stadium. And down the south, we see a lot of, well, obviously barbecue has a major, but when you're down the Gulf Coast, though, we eat crawfish and shrimp, and we do a lot of things with fried oysters and that kind of thing that goes on. And by the way, tailgating down here, I'm sure it does a lot of parts of the country. We have fans coming into some of these SEC venues here in my hometown where I live on the Wednesday before the Saturday game. They come in their motorhomes to camp out and start cooking nights before kickoff.
I see people on Tuesday. It's amazing.
Unbelievable. Well, let's talk about some of these celebrity recipes you've got. You got an icon, Michael Jordan. What does he add to your recipe book?
He's got a meat lover's flatbread, basically a nice way of saying pizza. And it's really tasty. There's 40 recipes in the book that I collected from athletes, and that's one of them.
And he's got his own restaurant chain, so he ought to know how to season it and spice it up. And tell me about LeBron James, you know, the most dominant player in basketball this year, professional basketball. What does he suggest? What does he like to eat?
His recipe is actually pretty healthy, which don't let that fool you. It's very, very tasty. Healthy and tasty can be synonymous. He's got a honey lime sriracha salmon that he serves up with some quinoa. Really good, and also great if you're, you know, maybe minding the waistline a little bit, which, you know, for me, game day is cheat day. And sort of as you talked about earlier, you know, there's 4 days played of football each week. So you got Monday night, Thursday night, you got Saturday for college, you got Sunday for NFL. If all 4 days are your cheat day, well, you might have some problems.
Yeah, well, you're right. And, you know, Friday night football for really some colleges have gone to Friday night, but high schools now, the tailgating that goes on, the fan gating that goes on at high school games become very dominant, particularly in the South.
Totally.
And I think I talked to some friends up in Alaska who said they all get together and eat it up big before football games up in Fairbanks and that surrounding area. So high school, so that really gives you 5 days a week, doesn't
it? 5 days a week. That's not cheat day. Like, the other 2 days become days when you're eating healthy. It's, you know, I like that the book has a nice combination of, you know, what you might expect and think of when you think of game day food, which isn't necessarily, or like doesn't lend itself to being quote unquote healthy. But then there's also recipes that are a bit healthier, or include, I put little asterisks of how you might substitute things in to make it a little healthier, because if you are doing 5 days a week, yeah, that's, for 6 months, that's a lot.
Well, Dana, let me tell you this. I'm a health food nut. I drink power drinks in the morning. I watch everything I eat very closely. I make my own salads in the evening. I work out. I'm 76 and I look like I'm 50. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to fan gating, it's the fried sausage and it's the it's all the junk. You just can't pass it up. It smells good. It tastes good. So I guess you got to, that's my throwaway day, to get 1 or 2 days a week when I let it all go hang out and eat the junk. It's just so good. The cheese nachos and, oh, my gosh, you and I could go on and on. Now,
yeah.
Dana, let me ask you, are most of these your, besides the celebrity recipes, do you experiment and cook a lot yourself, or how do you come up with the rest of the recipes that you put in your book?
Yeah. The other 125 recipes in the book are mine. And I spent about 8 months recipe testing, coming up with stuff, get inspired by a lot of different things, places I go and meals that I might have, trying to figure out how I might put my own spin on it and make it more applicable for game day, but also make sure that it's simple. You know, people don't want to make overly complicated recipes with, like, 55 ingredients in the parking lot or at home or wherever they are. It's just too much. So, yeah, it took a little bit under a year to put the book together and come up with a bunch of yummy recipes. Actually, we're more than that, and we cut a bunch. So maybe we'll save those for the next book. Yeah, they're really, I mean, they're just, they sort of came out of my own head and out of my own desire for what I felt like eating.
Well, that's super. Well, we look forward to your next book and having you on the show to talk about that. In the meantime, your timing couldn't be better because, as you said, this is fan gating that's taking place all over America. And you point, I didn't think about that. It's 5 days a week from Monday night football, Thursday night football, high school football on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So, hey, Dana, thanks for being with us today. Good luck on the book. You can find the book, I'm going to tell our listeners, on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Dana, have a nice weekend. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
now,
bye-bye.
Fan day. Getting ready for that food. I wrote a cookbook that you can find on my website at thelisbonpress.com. Jim Brown's world-famous squirrel stew and other country recipes. How's that for a title, right? Hey, we got one more segment to go in the Common Sense Show. Glad you're with us. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Just about this time, a little earlier, about 9:30 in the morning when the first plane hit the World Trade Center, and then following up the rest of the day with the second plane that came down. You can see, by the way, starting about now on MSNBC, I'm not pushing one network over the other, but they're replaying their entire show of the 6 or 7 hours of broadcasting of 9/11. It's just about 11 o'clock. I don't know the exact time, depending on where you live, but if you're listening right now, when my show's over here in a few minutes, you may want to turn it to MSNBC because it's just about the time the World Trade Center, the second tower collapsed and went down. What a changing focus for America to where it really changed our whole way of life. The security that takes place, that we didn't have the TSA, we didn't have the lines at the airports and all you go through today like you did then. You didn't have the continuing threats to our country. We overreacted rather than zeroing in on who actually caused 9/11. All of a sudden, we're going into the Middle East, taking on Iraq, Saddam Hussein, going in and destroying that country. Then we move into Afghanistan. At that point in time, although there certainly was some violence that was happening, there's always been in the Middle East. It's not going to change. There's always will be. But nothing like there is today, and you've got to give our country credit for what we've stirred up. Now, there are some very serious, very mean, very disturbing people who will continue to try to destroy America because of a different way of life, and they think they've got a religious culture to do that. But the fact remains that our actions in the Middle East have set us way back in terms of the safety factor. So we do want to take a minute and pause. I remember those who died 9/11. I said I had several friends that did. Neil Levin, who was the director of the World Trade Center. The World Trade Center is owned by the New York Port Authority, made up of New Jersey and New York. And the director of the whole Port Authority and the director of the World Trade Center was a fellow named Neil Levin, who was the insurance commissioner at the time, up till that time in New York. And then he stepped down about that and was there for about 2 months in his new position of heading up the World Trade Center when 9/11 happened. Plane went right into the 42nd floor, just about where his offices were. He was having breakfast, I was told, by his wife. And he just evaporated, just the flames and the intensity was so fine, they never found any part of his body. Neil Levin was a great guy. We had done a lot in insurance reform together. He in New York, me in Louisiana. And we traveled to England to look at Lloyd's of London, other major companies. I considered him a good friend, and what a tragic loss then in 9/11. I also recounted the story about my oldest daughter, Campbell, who at the time was the White House correspondent for NBC News. And I couldn't get her on the phone. I got my other kids on the phone to tell them, hey, turn on television and look. But I couldn't reach Campbell. And not even voicemail, no phone service at all. I called the White House, and there was a recording saying, hang on, and it just all went dead, which, as a father, gave me the worst thoughts that a plane had hit the White House, and my daughter was in the White House at the time. And for about 35, 40 minutes, I hung on to every report to see just what was happening. And finally, Matt Lauer, who at the time, and still is the host of the Today Show, came on now, and he said, now let's go to Campbell Brown, who's located in a hotel right across from the White House. My daughter came out and gave the first live report for NBC. She told me later that the Secret Service had run through the offices, the press offices in the West Wing of the White House, and screamed, get out immediately, get out, we're under attack. And she kicked off her shoes, and she picked up her shoes and grabbed just a couple of items off her desk or purse and ran out the door as fast as she could. Then they quarantined the whole area. She was in the Willard Hotel. She couldn't get in or out of the hotel, and so they got a camera into her, and she broadcast there for about 3 days in terms of updates following 9/11. So 15 years has gone by. You younger listeners, it'll just be a thing that you know. It'll be an event in history to you. But those of us that are 30 years old, 35 or older, up to my age, will remember what a traumatic event it was. We remember exactly where we were. And as I say, it changed life that will never be the same again. So our hearts go out. By the way, I'll be in New York. We'll be broadcasting live from New York City next weekend. And I'm going to be at the memorial. We won't broadcast from the 9/11 memorial, but I want to come by. We'll take some pictures and put it up on the website. There are apparently in the memorial, as I understand, there are photographs of everyone who died during the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center, with the exception of 10 people. There are 10 people. They know who they are, but they can't find any photograph of them. They can't find it through a high school yearbook or graduation picture or anything like that. So they're missing 10 of the more than 3,000 people that died in 9/11, and all the photographs are part of the memorial. I've not seen the exhibit, and I plan to go up, say, Thursday or Friday this week and see that exhibit. And I'll tell you about it next weekend when I come on the show. So, any event, our hearts go out, and we do remember, and we certainly hope a tragedy like that never happens again, particularly on U.S. soil, the first major attack on U.S. soil going back to the Revolutionary War. We certainly don't want it ever to happen again. 85th anniversary of the assassination of Huey Long. Now, I know that you, those of you in Fairbanks, Alaska, or in Atlantic City, listening to us, or if you, wherever you happen to be listening to us, in Arkansas, Ida Belle, Oklahoma, wherever you happen to be, maybe know the name Huey Long. Huey Long really had a major effect on this country. He happened to be a Louisiana governor and a U.S. senator. And he was assassinated right by his office in the state capitol. If you come down to my home of Baton Rouge and go to the state capitol, you can see the bullet holes into the Italian marble right outside the office where supposedly a Dr. Weiss, disgruntled physician from Lake Charles, Louisiana, came and shot him. because of the fact that Long had removed his father-in-law from being the district attorney in the surrounding area. What the new theory is that in the confusion and the confrontation that someone hollered he's got a gun or something like that happened. Weiss never had a gun. Family said he never even owned a gun. And so his own bodyguard started opening fire, and one of those bullets ricocheted off the wall and killed Huey Long. That's the more current theory as to what happened. Now, why is he important to the rest of the country? Well, he was the Bernie Sanders of his days. I mean, his focus on what he believed in was the redistribution of wealth, of taxing the rich a heck of a lot more. He was really the first spokesman for the foundation of Social Security, veterans benefits, federal student loans, all part of the policies and that he advocated. And he was a serious threat, so history tells us, to the reelection of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt to take place in 1940. He was assassinated before then, and there's rumors going around that some folks around Roosevelt even were part of the assassination attempt. I don't believe that. I just think that the doctor's confrontation with Long in the state capitol, there was misinformation in the excitement. State troopers accidentally killed the guy they're supposed to be protecting. But those rumors go because Long had indicated he was going to run for president, and Roosevelt at the time, because of the economic conditions in America, felt like he was a threat. And I think he would have been. I think he would have been. So his last dying words were, "God, don't let me die. I have so much more to do." That was Huey Long 81 years ago today when he was assassinated. So I just share that with you. Presidential election, we don't have a lot of time left, but we'll get into this here next week a lot more. But it's interesting to me that Donald Trump has a hardcore vote of about 40%. And from all indications, he can't get beyond that. But because of the growth of the third party candidates, Gary Johnson in particular, who runs as the Libertarian candidate, and Jill Stein, the Green candidate, between the two of them, they're polling 16-17% of the vote. And most of that vote seems to be coming from Hillary Clinton. So without those two candidates, Clinton would be way above Trump. But because of those candidates siphoning off votes for Clinton, who stays very unpopular, as does Trump, then you could actually win this election with 44-45% of the vote. You follow me? You don't need a majority vote. You just need a plurality, and you've got to get enough electoral college votes. And I'll explain to you next week how that electoral college works. But it is still this election is still very close, is the point I'm making. It would not be close if it weren't for the two major third-party candidates. But because of them, this election is going to be very, very close. And we're approaching, you know, we've got, 60 days to go to the election? Right around the corner. Hey, listen, thanks for listening to me this week. I'll be on same time, same station. We'll be broadcasting live from New York City. Hope you'll tune in again. Have a great weekend, folks. Enjoy the football season, and we'll talk to you again next week. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.